Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show. Broadcasting live from El Tiempo Cantina on Washington as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
We are live at El Tiempo in Washington. We're going to be here until 6. Killer Bees are up next. I have been to this restaurant more than I have been to any restaurant in the city of Houston, this specific El Tiempo location. Another margarita is on the way. I feel good in this El Tiempo. Having a wonderful day. I know it's kind of stormy and crappy outside. Looks a little bit better now. So we'll be here. And, I mean, there's all sorts of cool things at this El Tiempo, all El Tiempos, which has so many locations now. There's Fajita Wednesday, a pound of mixed fajita for $48.99. There's also Dom's Fajita Wednesday. Oh, it's the same thing. So you get mixed chicken and beef fajitas for two with rice, beans, queso, guacamole, salsa, chips, and tortillas. And on Mondays, they've got $5 Margarita Mondays. Hell yes. So the margaritas are my favorite thing about El Tiempo, but the food here is really good as well. And I swear, I go to these places so many times. There's another one that's on Westheimer as well that's opening up near NRG Stadium. There's one in NRG Stadium. Thank you so much, Luciano. You rule. We're going to be here until 6. I've said that several times. Sorry, I'm collecting my bearings as I consume this margarita. We have a call on an Ask on Anything Friday. It is JR calling in. JR, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, Pauly?
Doing great, man. How about yourself?
Doing good. I just wanted to call and let you know, if you haven't got them already, man, you got to get the crab nachos there. And then that next margarita you're getting, no, the crab nachos are a must. They're a must. All right?
Wow.
That lump crab with that black bean and that white cheese on top, it's undefeated.
I didn't know they even made that
also,
crab. Hit me.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, it's a staple. It's a staple.
Okay.
So you're going to have to try it.
All right, I will.
And then also the margarita, you got to get it topped with some Cristalino. All right, get a little Cristalino floater. It's going to blend you in nice. It's going to make that margarita a little more runny. It's going to be A1.
Okay. Good to know.
All right. And if you like it, shoot me some tickets to that listener party. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, JR. Well, shoot, we were about to give away a pair of tickets to the listener party. Should we just give it to JR? What do you think, Sean? I mean, he just gave me some tips as to how I can help myself in life going forward. Or we could just do it the crazy way. What do you say here?
I kind of want to give it. I mean, JR hung up, so that'll be a problem.
Okay.
Or unless he just called back. There is a call on the board. I don't know if it's JR.
What if someone's gonna fake that it's like fake JR? Fraud JR gets tickets to the listener party. That actually would be kind of funny. We'd have a controversy.
Yeah. Yeah. But
okay.
Yeah, if JR calls back, I'll get
okay.
his information.
And if not, then at the end of the segment,
yeah.
we'll give a pair. We'll give some tickets
yeah,
away,
I'll,
but we
I'll,
might give you a challenge,
you
know? We're a little wild with the giveaways here, okay? We don't exactly this show flies by the seat of its pants, especially when Paul is having his second margarita. Earlier today, Rafael Stone, Rockets GM, joined Lance Erline and Will Kunkel, who's been doing a great job filling in when we need him, formerly of Fox 26. Kicking it with Kunkel. Make sure you're checking out that podcast. But the Rockets GM had some very interesting things to say while stopping by. Here is one of the clips from said interview, which you should check out on the John and Lance podcast.
How much light can you shine on how the Kevin Durant trade came about, moving Jalen, and then when you're done with that, like what's that night like for you when you're done with it? Do you just sit back and celebrate, or what do you do?
You know, no, definitely didn't celebrate. It was long, like, you know, that we understood what they wanted to get for Kevin, and it just didn't make sense for our team starting, I don't know, a year ago. Mm-hmm. And so there were just all these conversations, and just it was a very, very long process. I think the thing about it from my perspective, obviously we did the trade. We're really happy with it, and I've gotten to know him a little bit, and I'm really happy with him as a person. But the flip of that is as people and as coworkers, Dylan and Jalen were just awesome. And we were the number two seed last year on a very, very, very young team. And I thought we played Golden State really tough. And so,
I still think you guys are the better team.
I mean, they won. Yeah, so, you know, like it is what it is. But I think that, you know, we really liked our group. And I really like them. And, I just have a ton of, goodwill, thankfulness. I don't know what the right word is for both Jalen and Dylan. And just in terms of what they gave to me as a person, to our organization. I mean, like, never once with either of those guys did I feel like they didn't care. They weren't giving me everything they had. And we asked both of them to do really hard things, and they did it with a smile on their face. And, you know, and they were just awesome. I think they played the two most games of anybody over that 2 year period.
Jalen was a horse.
No, like,
he showed up.
Like, and it's not like he just stayed healthy, guys. Like, I mean, he'd come in like limping. You're like, oh, he ain't going tonight. And then like, he'd be on the table for 2.5 hours and be like, no, I'm out there.
I like hearing that about him. I do think that a lot of people, the collective washing of their hands of Jalen Green after his time here was kind of what we overreactionarily did perhaps this week when it came to Framber Valdez and the most recent rough start that he had. It's easy to do. I mean, he was brutal in that playoff series. But, I mean, for a team that was at the absolute bottom of the NBA for a couple of years, he came in here, and without a lot of guidance, he did at the very least become a successful scorer in this league, just not at that high level. And who's to say that this coming season, that if they got to this round of the playoffs, that he wouldn't be a little bit better? I don't think anyone really knows the answer to that. But I'm glad that, at least in this case, that there are some people that are saying about all the things that Green did that maybe people do not talk about. His durability was pretty damn impressive. Honestly, on James Harden's level, because Harden, maybe not as much endurance, but certainly as far as being ready to go every single game for a while, like, that's damn commendable. It's an 82-game season, and there was a time where that guy was playing the vast majority of games. But, you know, with Green, trading him for Durant was such a no-brainer, and I'm glad that it's a very, 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 very one-sided debate about whether or not they should do this, you know? So you can check out that full interview that Will and Lance did with Rafael Stone on the John and Lance podcast. And very cool of Rafael Stone to stop by. And as somebody who was a massive critic of Rafael Stone early on, I thought he was completely unqualified. Hand up. Like, he has done an awesome job putting this team together the last couple of years. I think Ime Udoka deserves a lot of credit with Stone. But I think Stone having maybe the self-awareness to realize, yeah, I got to be a little more collaborative. I don't know everything. I think you're actually seeing it in action. It is an Ask Alon Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Couple of questions here. Junior Broncos asks, Paul, have you ever had so much to drink at a remote you had to leave your car and Uber / get a ride home? Huh. If it happened, it was a very long time ago, perhaps at another station? No. I'm pretty good at handling my business. Knock on wood, of course. But I always try to make sure I don't have too much for precisely that reason. Because I've gotten to a point now where it is so difficult to get an Uber at the absolute latest hours of the night, and you end up having to pay like $40 more than you normally do. I don't, you know, I'm not Scrooge McDuck here. It's not as easy. So now I'm a lot more conscious about how much I actually consumed, and definitely I was growing up. I know that it's happened before, though, when I've been out and about, and I think the last time it happened, it was Royal Oak over a couple of times where I think I was asked to get an Uber. But they put Everclear in the mimosas, okay? B-Hannon asks on an Ask on Anything Friday, Paul, are you a pickleball guy? I'd rather die. He also asks, do people take off their shoes when they enter your house? I expect people to treat my house the way that they would treat their own, but it's not a huge deal. If we're going to be in and out, you can leave your shoes on, you know? My floor is like the fake kind of hardwood. It looks like hardwood, but I think it's like hardwood laminate. So not that big of a deal. I do hate cleaning it, for what it's worth. Junior Broncos asks, Paul, how do you deal with the cat hair in your condo? Roomba. Roomba on a daily schedule. So there you go. It is the Paul Gallant Show on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. What should you be doing this weekend? The first weekend this year with football games that count. And on top of that, with some Astros games against the Orioles, stick around, find out your weekend homework assignment on the Paul Gallant Show.
So what are we doing this weekend?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
Oh, and I almost forgot.
I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too.
Because Paul Gallant has weekend homework for you.
By the way, anyone see Bill Belichick throwing some shade at Patriots ownership? Bob Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, Bob Kraft's son. He gave an answer and he's like, yeah, you don't have an owner and an owner's son meddling when you're working at North Carolina. All right, how about a girlfriend who's 50 years younger than you? I love you, Bill, but you're stepping into some dangerous territory when it comes to clapping back. So, what could you theoretically watch this weekend? Obviously, you've got a bunch of Astros games coming up. Three games this weekend in Baltimore against the Orioles. This one not on Fox. None of them on Fox. Very weird, a Thursday night game on Fox. But tonight at 6, it's Lance McCullers back on the hill for the Astros. Tomorrow at 6, it's Christian Javier. And 12:35 on Sunday, it's Spencer Arrighetti. So all the guys who have missed the majority of this season, you're going to see them this weekend. We'll see how all three of them do. I'm not holding my breath with McCullers. I'm not holding my breath with Arrighetti. But McCullers, for what it's worth, has been better this year on the road than he has been at home. At home, he's been an effing disaster. What else is going on? So I just became aware of something new this weekend. Tonight, if you want to watch some National Football League games, there are two. Tonight at 7, it's the Cowboys and Falcons on the NFL Network. Also tonight at 7, it's Titans and Vikings. I don't know if Cam Ward's playing 7 p.m. tonight on CBS, but I just found out about, I guess, ESPN's brand new app, which is the ESPN Unlimited app. And it seems like you're going to be able to watch every single preseason game you want now in the near future, because outside of one game on Saturday to wrap up the preseason, Broncos and Saints, every single game is going to be televised in some way, shape, or form. Ravens, Commanders, Colts, Bengals, Texans, Lions are going to be able to watch on ABC 13, but also on the app if you're out of market. Bills, Bucks, and Chargers, 49ers, all of those games are going to be on the ESPN Unlimited app, which I'm guessing is the new app that you are going to have to use to watch all the games, because all these networks want, all these apps want to steal your money. He says, we now live in a subscription-based society. F you, said the corporate overlords. Also on the NFL Network at noon tomorrow, it's the Rams and Browns. That one's not going to be interesting because the quarterback has already been decided for when it comes to Cleveland. Seahawks, Packers, NFL Network at 3. Jaguars, Dolphins, NFL Network at 6. No Travis Hunter in that game. And then Raiders, Cardinals, NFL Network at 9. But you can watch all but one of the NFL preseason games this weekend via a variety of different apps and the NFL Network as well. So congratulations, everybody. You wanted to be able to watch more preseason football, and now you have it, thanks to the ESPN Unlimited app, which I'm sure only costs $8,000 a month. Hell yes. What else is going on this weekend? A couple of fun stand-up acts in town. Tom Arnold, Friday and Saturday at Riot Comedy Club. Yeah. Tom Arnold, baby. True Lies. Great movie. Friday and Saturday also. Christopher Titus. That's another throwback. He's at Punchline. And Chris D'Elia, who I thought was canceled, is doing the Houston Improv all weekend long. So that's fun. Chris D'Elia, you might know from the TV show You, where he played a character similar to the allegations against him, which was very weird. And there was like a creepy little, I think, subplot with him and Jenna Ortega's character. So that's fun. Anyway, what else is going on this weekend? What else do you have for your weekend homework? Well, what movies are opening this weekend? I'll tell you. Because you know what? Movies? They still exist. But I'm not going to lie. I have not heard of any of these movies coming to theaters. Freakier Friday is already in theaters. Nobody 2 is already in theaters, as is Weapons. But the movies that are coming out this weekend are Primitive War, which I've never heard of. Honey Don't. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This doesn't seem like it's a great weekend. You can tell it's the end of the summer.
Read the synopsis or the plot summary for Primitive War for me, please.
It says horror film opening this weekend.
Hold on. I'll pull it up.
Primitive. No, I got it. Primitive. Okay. Primitive War plot. When the casualties mount, the men of Vulture Squad must abandon their human nature and give in to savage instincts to survive. That's the Primitive War book. Primitive War is a 2025 Australian, ooh, it's Australian, sci-fi action horror film. The premise is during the Vietnam War, a recon unit known as Vulture Squad is sent to an isolated jungle valley to rescue a missing Green Beret platoon. They soon discover that the de-extincted dinosaurs inhabit the jungle, the result of a Soviet experiment gone wrong. You know what?
There's dinosaurs in the middle of the Vietnam War.
And there's communists. This does sound a little bit like Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
A little bit. I do not recognize any of the actors in this movie, but the poster for the movie features a dinosaur eating a Vietnam War skeleton head, skull with a Vietnam War era helmet on that has like the bullets in the little thing around it. Yeah. And a peace sign on it too.
I'll say when this hits streaming, I'll watch it. I don't know. Okay. I don't know if I'll get the $15 from me to see it in theater, but I'll stream it. Yeah.
You'll stream it at least.
I can't imagine that it's longer than 2 hours. I can't imagine this is a very long
film. That wouldn't be nice. That certainly wouldn't be nice. Peacemaker is back on HBO Max. That's actually very exciting to me. I enjoyed the Peacemaker show. It stars John Cena. It's a DC show. Someone in the Twitch described it as Deadpool adjacent. I don't disagree. I do think there are some similarities between them. There's that Chief of War show that's been out for a little bit. Everyone seems to like it. There's an Outlander spinoff, Blood of My Blood. There's Foundation. So those are some shows that are out this weekend. That's neato. That's splendid. And if you want to watch a concert in person, also there's a Twisted Metal TV show. I didn't know that. That was a good video game back then. Anthony Mackie's in it? What? Huh.
I think it's only on Peacock. I think that's
yeah. It's got pretty good reviews.
I think it's
I'm
a
not
Peacock
gonna lie.
Original, yeah.
It's got an 87 from Popcorn on Rotten Tomatoes. That's more than Peacemaker gets. And there's a concert this weekend at the Woodlands Pavilion, 7 o'clock tomorrow. The Offspring. What? That's awesome. Plus Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory. Oh, yeah, we're going way back. We're going way back. All the millennials who are dads now, they're about to have a dad off. Let's go. So there you go. And I guess the Honey Don't movie stars Charlie Day. Well, that's fun. Anyway, guys, that's your weekend homework assignment. It's an Ask Glenn Anything Friday. We'll answer some more of your questions on the other side. Stay put. First, let me tell you about my friends at Walmart. Used to be always low prices, always. You might remember those commercials, right? And there was that smiley face, and he's bouncing all over the place, having a wonderful time. Well, guess what, guys? The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Now you do. Walmart has more than half a billion items online. That's 500 million. Plus, in case you couldn't do the math, you can find a huge selection online that you can't find in stores. And then they've got groceries that they'll deliver for you. Do you know what's going to stink for me today after, you know, a couple of El Tiempo margaritas? Is grocery shopping. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to order it on Walmart. And they can deliver it to me in as fast as an hour. Use Express Delivery to get all sorts of eligible things from Walmart, from groceries to home goods to prescriptions. When it comes to feeding your family or hosting a tailgate or throwing a party, think Walmart for all your grocery needs. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Go to Walmart.com because you do.
You locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from El Tiempo Cantina on Washington as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. On an Ask Glenn Anything Friday, we got some questions to clean up. There's actually college football games this weekend. I'm going to try to figure out how much I know about any of the teams playing this weekend, because it is one of those weekends where you're like, yeah, it's back. Oh, wait, I don't care about any of these schools. But it is back. Real football's back. And if you're one of those gambling types, I mean, get back in the game, you know? Anyway. On this Ask Gallant Anything Friday here at El Tiempo Cantina on Washington, we are giving you something. That's right. Are you ready for Cougs football? Rawr, rawr. Get ready for a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, and unforgettable moments. Nothing beats the tradition, pageantry, and the roar of the crowd as a Houston Cougar football game is taken on Stephen F. Austin. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Cougs and SFA to a caller who is able to give us the best roar at 713-780-3776. Yes, you're going to have to put your pride to the side. If you want tickets, you got to roar like you think a Cougar would, okay? With your mouth, you don't get to use the sound effects. Like if you use the sound effects, it'll sound cool, right? But you won't win. So that's what you're going to do. We're going to let the phone calls load up at 713-780-3776. We're about to have a roar off to determine who is going to be going to the Cougs and SFA.
Yes.
A pair of tickets to watch that game. You can also get tickets the easier way at uhcougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets.
Rawr, rawr, rawr.
No?
Rawr.
For reference. That's
right. Really. You just got to make a cougar roar, okay? If you think
Cougs.
If you think you're the biggest Cougs fan in town, like me, like Jeremy Branham, he's their voice, but he's paid for that. Like I'm on that bandwagon. I went to Syracuse. I should be proud of Syracuse, but I mean, I'm more of a Cougs basketball fan than I am a Syracuse basketball fan at this moment in time. And listen, Syracuse is coming off a 10-win season because we are an elite program. We're basically like if Texas A&M actually was good. But I forgot what I was saying because I'm just thinking about how I go to a school, went to a school that has a better football program than Texas A&M and all their money. It is kind of funny. Oh, Paul, what are you talking about? What, 2 10-win seasons since your last one? He dramatically said while looking at the camera and then took off his glasses like he's Horatio Caine in CSI Miami, and then he put them back on because he felt like his eyes were a little bit bloodshot from the El Tiempo margaritas he's had. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, yeah, if you want to go to the game, you got to call in and you got to do a roar. And you have to amuse me with your roar. This has got to be a good one. So as we load them up, I will answer some of your Ask Gallant Anything Friday. What do we have here? Can't answer that one, but that texter, 15. From the 281, have you ever DM'd someone that you didn't know and had a successful date with them? Yeah, I asked someone out on LinkedIn once. We only had one date together. But somebody let me into a locked building for an HOA meeting, and I asked her out on LinkedIn, and we went on a date. It was a nice date.
Was it LinkedInese, or was it?
No, it wasn't LinkedInese. It was like I got let in. I thought she was attractive. I never got away from the HOA meeting in time to ask for her number, and so I did some real stalking and found her on LinkedIn and just asked her out. We went on a date. It was nice. From the 832... What's the better academic school, though? I don't know. My school had a 10% acceptance rate at Syracuse across the country. So I don't get that arrogant about it because, I mean, like, honestly, Syracuse people can be insufferable. But, I mean, the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications is maybe, like, it's like a less inclusive Harvard in the eyes of many. But that's just me. I probably could have gotten into Harvard, too. If my sister didn't work in admissions, I would have applied. But my sister's like, hey, I'm working at the admissions office. Don't apply so I can keep my job. And I was like, all right, fine. I'm kidding. I would not have gotten into Harvard. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Blondes or brunettes? I do not care about hair color. I care about if you have a donk and good abs. And the girlfriend has both. So there you go. What else do we have here on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday? What sections at El Tiempo are El Tiempo in at Daikin? So there's one in center field on the upper level. It's by the Hornitos Bar. That line takes forever. It used to have an express line for margaritas, and I think they got rid of it. That one is not the one you want to use. The one that you want to use is on the third base line. It's not quite in right field. It is, I think, just for margaritas. The lines have gotten really long. So if you want to get an... If you want to get one and you don't want to miss any game time, you're going to have to go early to get there. But I will say they are very quick in that line. Crystal, who runs the show there, is exceptionally efficient. Have your ID and your card out. Seriously, have it out. She's going to put pressure on you to make sure that you have it out. And if you slow Crystal down, you're slowing me down. And then I'll have words with you, you know? Texter asks, you can have a margarita at El Tiempo with Dick Butkus, Jack Tatum, or Jack Lambert. Who would it be with? I would throw the margarita at Jack Tatum. And then he would kill me because his nickname is, they call me assassin. Like, F Jack Tatum. He was a piece of bleep. Definitely Dick Butkus. Jack Lambert has missing teeth, and I think that would distract me, and I would keep looking at it, and I'd feel rude about it and annoying about it, you know? So I don't want to do that. What else do we have here on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday? Paul, on Sundays when watching the NFL, do you kick it at the crib or hit the bar? Of course, this only applies when you're not at energy. So if there's a Texans game, I watch it stone cold sober, and I take notes. But on the Sundays, and this is why 2023 sucked, because they didn't have any like Thursday games, except for maybe one. I don't even know if they had a Thursday game, honestly, if I'm thinking about it. And they had all their games in the noon window.
Except for the Colts game at the last week of the season.
That's it, right. It was the Saturday night game.
It was 12 noon.
I remember there was a game where I was coming back from a bachelor party in Fredericksburg, and it was supposed to be noon at. It was supposed to be Sunday at 3, and then like the week of, they moved it up to Sunday at noon. So I had to get up at like 6 in the morning to drive back from Fredericksburg. That was not fun. But if the Texans are not playing, I generally go to McIntyre's in the Heights because they have Sunday ticket, and I will be wearing something Patriots related. Generally, sometimes I go to Bobcat Teddy's as well. So there you go. It's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 281, Dan Paul, were you in a frat? No, I was a GDI. And I found ways to get into frats by basically me and my friends. We had, usually we were loaded up with a little Oski Woski. And generally, after rushing, he said in quotation marks, where we went to a bunch of frats and we just wrote down as many names as we could remember after we left these frats, and then would use their names at the door until one of us would eventually get in. One of us would use one name per frat, and if we didn't get in with that one name, we'd go to another frat and we tried at another one. So that's how we got into all the parties. And if that didn't work out, we'd go in the back alleys. At Syracuse, all the frats had back alleys that you could get, you could like walk into the backyard from them. And we would do that, and then we'd start like we would start spliffing in the backyard, and we'd just wait until usually a freshman would come out and be like, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And be like, "Hey, do you want some?" And every single time, I swear to God, like 12 for 12, we got in by doing that. But that's what we did. We got in by offering peace, you know. From the 281, who is your favorite Latina? Latino, David Ortiz, but Latina.
Ortiz got.
I mean, Jose Altuve as well, obviously. But
yeah, Manny Ramirez.
Manny was fun. Pedro Martinez.
Oh, yeah. I like how we just changed this into.
Turned into Latinos.
name
Listen, I have a girlfriend now. I have a girlfriend now. I feel like I have to answer, like, who's your favorite? Who's the best Latino ever? Diego Luna. I like him.
Yeah. Pedro Pascal coming on strong.
No, Pedro Pascal is overexposure.
Okay,
it used to be Pedro. There's too much. There's too much Pedro out there.
Do you want to give away these tickets?
Do we have callers?
Yes,
we do. Okay, it's time for you to give your best Cougs roar to win a pair of tickets to see the Cougs and SFA. And by the way, the correct answer is Veronica Rodriguez. What you got?
First up, we're going with Jesse.
Jesse, okay. Jesse,
what's up,
show
guys?
Me what you've got. Give me a Cougs roar.
You ready?
Yes.
Wow!
Hell yeah, Jesse. Good job. All right, so that's Jesse. Jesse is in first place.
And who else? Jesse's roar was so good. Scared off Todd.
Oh, that guy dropped off?
Scared off Todd, our second caller. So, Jesse, congratulations.
Congratulations to Jesse. You're going to be seeing the Cougs taking on SFA. UHCougars.com/tickets. 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. Every single time we give away tickets this year, that's what you're going to have to do, okay? That's what you're going to have to do.
We're going to need a roar.
We're going to need a roar. And no, do not quote Katy Perry. I've got the eye of a tiger. You know? From the 409, a texter asks, why are you a radio host called Paul Gallant? Well, I think Tucker Carlson was trying to act like I was less than a human and because I was, in his eyes, a massive liberal beta cuck soy boy, because I changed my mind about what was going on in Seattle. Ironically, I ended up doing conservative talk radio up in Seattle, which is basically like doing middle-of-the-road political talk radio in any other city, after that all went down. From the 713, who do you think is more popular in the city of Houston, Stroud or Yordani Alvarez? Got to be Yordan because of the home run, but I think people are getting a little frustrated with Yordan and all the time he's missing. Good God, what did Lindsay Lohan do? What did Lindsay Lohan start looking like this? When did this happen? This is the byproduct of El Tiempo Margaritas.
Late career renaissance?
Bro. No, like seriously. Like what happened? She's doing Verizon ads now. And I mean, I know that Freakier Friday movie came out, but I mean, it wasn't that long ago where she looked like she was in her like 40s. And I mean, I know she's only a couple years older than me, so she probably is. But now she looks like she's early 30s? What the hell happened?
Better resurrection than Joe Flacco?
Oh, good point. Ryan Clark said that Joe Flacco was the best resurrection since Jesus Christ. Check that. Jesus the Christ. He said that on television, and he seems to be a religious person, which is very ironic because, once again,
as far as resurrections go, whether it's comeback player of the year or the greatest resurrection since Ole Jesus in the eyes of Ryan Clark, DeMar Hamlin was once again snubbed. Anyway, guys, the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 975, 713-780-3776 to call to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. We are hanging out at El Tiempo Cantina on Washington for your last chance to win a pair of bicycles from Power On Electric Bike. Stick around for some garbage time and some fun on the Paul Gallant Show.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from El Tiempo Cantina on Washington as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. YouTube at ESPN Houston. I have my own YouTube channel at Paul Gallant. Occasionally post some extra posts on that one. Posting a lot of Texan stuff recently. I did something yesterday from Texans Lions. I did a live stream where I talked about my observations based off of the observations of those who actually observed Texans Lions joint practice. I think it was a bit of an abortion, but somebody posted in a comment to it asking if this video was necessary. And I think this might be the second El Tiempo Margarita speaking, but I told that person, F you. If I get in trouble, if this is the last you ever hear me on the radio, just know that it wasn't El Tiempo's fault. It was my fault because I got a little punchy and I became a little keyboard warrior. So I told this person, F you, Texans swarm. And you should be excited because the Texans practice with the Lions. They might have earned the Lions' respect. I'm just saying. So you can work in your questions on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. There are five college football games. All of them are tomorrow for week zero. The first game is taking place in my father and motherland. Don't you see? Iowa State and Kansas State. Iowa State is 22. Kansas State is 17 in Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland. But the Kansas State Wildcats are 3.5-point favorites. You haven't seen this kind of conflict in Ireland since the Troubles. The Troubles in Northern Ireland. Have you ever been to Belfast, Laddiebuck? Well, you'll see up in Belfast, there are lots of bombs from the IRA, from the British invasion incursion, and the persecution we Catholics faced at the hands of the Protestant menace. And this Anglican nonsense that was formed as a church so that Henry the VIII could have sex with somebody that would give him a male heir. Anyway, that sounded very Scottish, but there's a game in Ireland tomorrow at 11. That's on ESPN. Idaho State and UNLV at 3. That game does not appear to be televised, at least nationally. You got Fresno State and Kansas, 5:30 on Fox. Jaden Daniels, I think, is finally back. Sam Houston State in Western Kentucky, 6 p.m. on the CBS Sports Network if you're a Bearcats fan. Got a lot of insight on the Bearcats that I never knew I would get on Wednesday out of nowhere. And you got Stanford taking on Hawaii, 6:30 on CBS/Paramount+. So five games this weekend between the Cyclones and Wildcats, the Tigers of Idaho State, and the Rebels, the Bulldogs and Jayhawks, the Bearcats. Right, that's Sam Houston State? Are they the Bearcats?
Yep, with a K.
Got it. With a K, that's right, because Cincinnati's the Bearcats with the C. Apparently Bearcats smell like popcorn. I don't know how I learned that information, but I did. The Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. Then you got the Stanford Cardinal and the Hawaii Warriors, formerly Rainbow Warriors. Everyone that complains about, you know, the world getting a little bit too woke, well, it used to be the Rainbow Warriors, okay? They made that team sound less gay. What? I'm just saying. Rainbow Warriors sounds a little more friendly than Warrior. Speaking of, I got to watch that Chief show on Apple Plus, which is apparently about Hawaii. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Let's do some garbage time before I probably consume more El Tiempo margaritas and forget about having a girlfriend. Just kidding, girlfriend!
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts
now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
We have plans tonight, and I have to behave because I'm a good boy. But I don't know. I'm looking at the frozen LTF margarita machine, and I'm like, can I take this? Can I take this home? Can you rent it? That would be great. See, business idea, guys. Business idea. How about that? Anyway, garbage time. Oh, my Lanta. The WNBA epidemic of devices that resemble things that are attached to half of the world's population continues as the New York Police Department arrested a 32-year-old man from Ohio Wednesday for allegedly throwing a toy that hit other fans during a WNBA game. He is at least the third person arrested this month for allegedly throwing toys during WNBA games. Goodness gracious. Oh, when will it end? The humanity. Speaking of ending, a Colin Kaepernick documentary has been scrapped by ESPN, and ESPN's like, hey, man, it's not because we just got in bed more with the NFL than we already were in bed with the NFL. It's not because of corporate interests, okay? It's not. Don't ask about that. Garbage time continues. A English soccer team has gone viral for the list of fines that they have in their locker room. Some very funny fines that they have in here. You've got all sorts of different ones. The specific one that's very, very amusing. Peeing in the shower is a 50-pound fine, but not bringing in cakes on someone's birthday is actually a more expensive fine than taking a leak in the shower. By the way, doesn't everyone do that? I suppose if it's like a community shower, you know, one of those ones like the big rooms, maybe you don't want that. But, yeah. If you're playing for Middleborough, make sure that you get cakes for your teammate's birthday.
I have some questions. Full-size cake? So, like, 30 people are bringing a full cake? It has to be like
Yeah, I'm imagining, right? It's like the, you know, well, the English are weird. And, you know, like, the cookies to them are biscuits. It's probably...
Like,
you
a
know,
scone,
biscuits
bringing
or
a scone
or something. Yeah, yeah. These people are wild. If you wear earrings for training, you get fined 100 pounds. If you're late, it's 500 pounds. But if you're late for the bus, it's 250 pounds and then 30 pounds a minute.
Wow.
If you're late for a meeting, 500 pounds. So late for the bus is less expensive than just being late or late for a meeting. Late for a pre-match is 150 pounds. Not wearing a GPS for warm-up is 100 pounds.
By the way,
yeah,
I know...
No cakes is a $100, 100-pound fine.
I know nothing about this team, but I assume that last year they had a huge culture problem of people being late all the time.
And they put that on the wall?
This is very, like, very aggressive and very specific things.
It is. And you know what else is aggressive?
They need Tom Coughlin.
They do need Tom Coughlin. Although, I mean, I don't think the fines will be enough in Tom Coughlin's mind. Anyway, guys, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. This week's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to Joe George, who was out here helping me out earlier. Big thanks to Sean Mapes back at Mission Control for all of our callers. Congratulations to our winners today. Texters, YouTubers, Twitchers, Appers, and everyone else who listen. We appreciate you guys so much. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long and farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. The Killer Bees are next, live here at El Tiempo on Washington. Peace!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.